Unit 7, Canada. Lesson 25. 1. Dialogue. Chun has just met Dean, who is Canadian.
Where are you from?
I'm from Canada.
Really? I thought you were from the States.
That's not surprising. A lot of people can't tell the difference between an American accent and a Canadian accent.
Are there many differences?
No, just a few. For example, most Canadians say news, but Americans say news. We mainly use American words, but we use quite a lot of British words, too. We fill our cars with gas, which is American. But we turn on the tap, which is British English.
Oh, do you use American or British spelling?
Both. American spellings are used more and more in Canada now. Generally speaking, newspapers follow the American way. But conference reports and school books use British spelling.
That sounds strange.
You mean it looks strange. I'll tell you something strange. Many people think that Canadians all over the country speak the same way. But if you go to the eastern provinces or go to some country areas, you'll notice that the people there speak quite differently from the rest of Canada. Lesson 26. 2. Reading comprehension. Canada. 1.
Canada is the second largest country in the world. It is larger than the USA and reaches nearly a quarter of the way round the earth. The distance from east to west is over 5,500 kilometers, and the country covers 6 of the world's 24 time areas. The population of Canada is about 29 million, and the capital is Ottawa. There are 2 official languages, French and English. The first travelers arrived from England in 1497. Settlers from France reached Canada in 1534. For 2 centuries, English and French settlers struggled against each other to control the country. Today, 1 province of Canada is French-speaking. The TV and radio programs there are in French. There are French restaurants, and all the teaching in schools is done in French. As in China, the weather is different from area to area. In the north, the winters are long and hard, with snow for 6 months of the year. The temperatures can fall to minus 60 degrees centigrade, that is 60 degrees centigrade below freezing. In the capital, Ottawa, the average of winter temperature is minus 10 degrees centigrade, and in summer, 21 degrees centigrade. The west coast of Canada is the warmest place in winter. The average January temperature is 3 degrees centigrade, and in July, it is 18 degrees centigrade. Here it rains a lot every month of the year. Plants grow well all the year round, and parks and gardens are famous for their flowers. Canada has 1/3 of the world's supply of fresh water. There are 5 Great Lakes in the south, and there are many others, especially in the north. Most of the electricity is produced by water. The country has a great deal of coal, oil, and natural gas, and these are all exploited for energy. Much of the country is covered by forests, and wood is cut and sold all over the world. Canada is also the world's biggest producer of the kind of paper which is used for newspapers. Fishing is also very important for Canadians. Fish from the east and west coasts is sold to many other countries.
Lesson 27. 1. Reading comprehension.
Canada. 2. North American Indians have lived in southern Canada for over 20,000 years. In the early days, some lived in tents, moved from place to place, and hunted wild animals. Others remained in one place and started farms of their own. Today, many of them live in special areas where they can continue their way of life. The people of northern Canada are called Inuit, who came from Asia and settled in Canada about 4,000 years ago. They used to travel around from place to place with teams of dogs which pulled their baggage. In summer, they hunted a type of deer, and in winter, built small round houses with blocks of snow. They lived on fish and meat, and used to make holes in the ice, and catch fish and seals. They made clothes and shoes from furs and from skins of seals. They made use of animal bones, which they carved into basic tools. There are about 25,000 Inuit in all. They live in settlements. The government has started a new school project in which Inuit teach their own young children. School children visit Inuit villages and have classes where they learn how to fish, how to carve bones, and how to make clothes. It is hoped that the way of Inuit life will be kept alive for many more centuries.